I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She can get you full asking price, and she's learning to swim without a flotation device. It's Watch What Happens Live with Ramona Singer and Tracy Tudor now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Ramona Coaster on what I'm told is Viagra Day, reminding you to call your doctor if this episode lasts longer than 4 hours. Please welcome my first guest, Real Housewife of New York OG, Ramona Singer. Hey, Ramona. And from Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, say hi to Tracy Tudor. Tomorrow night is the finale. Great to see you, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to meet you. Ramona, you look great. And his highly anticipated tell-all book on The View is already stirring up so much drama, I'm considering it asking it to be a New York Housewife next season. Say hi to the author of Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View. It's out on Tuesday. Ramin Sotoudeh. Hey, Ramin.
Hey.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Ramin, there have been so many revelations leaking out about the book already, from Jenny McCarthy talking about that what she didn't get along with Barbara Walters, and Rosie O'Donnell talking about her relationship with Hasselbeck and Whoopi. I want you to think of one that hasn't come out yet and reveal it in our next segment. Okay,
I'll work on
that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. This book is hot. It's a hot potato book. Tonight, Sonia appointed herself the authority on who is and isn't effable. Take a look.
You have a f***able look. Tinsley's like, got mad at me because I said, she's not f***able. You dust her off and put her back on the shelf.
Bethany, speaking of f***able, not me, not f***able, sorry.
Sitting next to these hoe bags, anybody's gonna seem uneffable.
Okay, you wanna see someone who Sonia definitely deems doable? This lady.
Sonia, can I come in with you?
I didn't get to talk to you guys.
No, in the mouth.
Under mouth?
Who are they? Who is that girl?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. Like a Venus flytrap, this woman comes in, Sonia locks lips with her, and the woman disappears. It was like a drive-by lesbian moment.
That was amazing. Okay, go to WWHL.TV because Sonia inspired my first poll of the night. Which New York housewife would you want to kiss? Bethany, Dorinda, Luann, Ramona, Sonia, or Tinsley?
Well, I'm family. She won't kiss me, she said.
No, no, for the viewers, who would they want to kiss? But were you surprised that Sonia was making out with...
I was shocked. And then she had the hand, like, on the ass.
Yeah, oh, she did. She did. But Sonia's a little bit of a makeout bandit, right?
She loves making it.
Yeah, she does.
She's a kisser.
She is a kisser. You've made out with Sonia.
No way.
Oh, really? Okay, Sonia is winning this poll. Very good, I like it. You know, okay, I'm just gonna say it. No offense to you, but Dorinda's real estate agent, Lori, is an icon. I mean, I am obsessed with her. Tracy, do you know her?
No, I don't. But what was that thing that she was talking about with the stomach as she puts her hand
around? I don't know.
Like, she's hysterical.
She was amazing.
She's clearly been doing it.
And now I'm curious, Tracy, how you feel about Dorinda and Luann talk about the benefits of living in a round house. Dorinda said it prevents the devil from getting in. Luann added that animals live in round things.
I'm on the Bethany trade on this one. Like, I have no idea what a round house. How do you even decorate a round house?
That is true.
You have to have round furniture.
Very
it's
hard.
Like a nightmare.
Yes.
You're right.
Actually, Luann did wind up, she lives in the round house.
Actually, she did a beautiful job. I was there. She's gorgeous.
Okay. Before we get to your questions for Ramona and Tracy, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's New York, Ramona's blind date turned into a rematch made in hell. We made it into a horror movie that it already was. Watch.
Great to see you.
You too.
I understand from Rory that you were born in Germany.
That's right, but where I was conceived is more interesting. So I found this place in the woods, total isolation. It's unnatural to be monogamous.
But we're not animals.
I'll give you some animal stories, but you don't know me from my past. Can I give you my philosophy on marriage?
No.
I'll say it anyway. Divorce rate's 50%.
La la la. You kind of beat your own drummer, so there you go.
Okay, I want to apologize to that guy because he was a nice guy. He dated you on camera, and we just put devil horns on him. So was it as bad as it appeared on the show?
You know what? He didn't have my qualifications.
Okay, as we saw, we'll go to WWHL.TV for this poll, which I am personally excited about. We want to know if Ramona is a good dater, in your opinion. Yes or no? Do you think you're a good dater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, don't you think I am?
I've never been on a date. Well, you know what?
Well,
you were on Love Connection. You were very good on Love Connection,
see?
I thought. The audience is going with no on this one. Second, tonight, Bethany hosted a so-called gangster lunch, which felt more like an all-female production of Guys and Dolls, where the customer was drinking on the job. Here's what. Then Barbara visited Dorinda to talk about a renovation, and things got so bad, I'm surprised someone didn't knock out some drywall with their bare hands. Watch this.
Okay, so listen, we all know why we're here.
We were good after Curtain.
Yeah, really
and then the cabaret show happened.
Right. And that you did heckle the Giovanni and that you brought
up
the papers.
I did heckle the Giovanni.
What? I mean, what?
How did you think the lunch went?
I'm just telling you that she expected an apology.
It's starting to look like you drank the Kool-Aid.
I am not like that with Luann.
I have been friends with this girl for over 13 years. I was family. I was in her wedding.
I know, I was there.
So I have been her ride or die. I was there when no one else was around. I prayed for her.
You can go,
not
fine.
Doing this, go.
Wow, you were at my wedding, Denise. Go to WWHL.TV because I want to know whose side are you on, Barbara or Dorinda? We got a great question from Christy W. Ramona, who emailed, do you think if Barbara wasn't in the way, Dorinda and Luann would be able to work out their differences?
Absolutely. She was like the defense blocker, whatever you call it. She was blocking.
She was blocking?
You know they call it cock blocker? She was a Luann blocker.
She was a Luann blocker. You guys are on Dorinda's side on this one. Were you surprised Dorinda tossed her out of the house?
I would have tossed her out, too.
You would have.
Absolutely.
Okay. Finally, Tracy dispenses real estate wisdom all over Los Angeles like it's her job. Well, because it is. But will that wisdom translate to the Frisquet flats occupied by the New York housewives? Here's what. It's time for Get Real Estate. Okay, I want to start with Ramona. She recently redid her Upper East Side apartment. It's 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and nearly 2,500 square feet. If you were Ramona's agent, Tracy, what would you list this for, do you think?
I'm going to go with $4.5 million, but that's because I know it happens to be on the market.
Okay. And is how much is it on the market for?
$4,595. So
okay. Okay.
Oh, you're all brilliant.
Now, Dorinda has decided to sell her apartment, but she's not open to a renovation. What do you think she needs to do to prep her place to sell it?
This might be the one area where I agree with Barbara.
Okay.
She needs to gut the kitchen and replace the floors and maybe stage it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Sonia is renting her townhouse for $32,000 a month despite a leak that ruined her curtains. Tracy, how would you stage this differently?
I mean, the townhouse looks amazing and obviously worth quite a bit of money on a monthly basis, but I think she probably could update the furniture a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then she might be able to get more money for it.
Barbara is a contractor with some interesting design choices in her Hamptons home. She has a guitar hanging on her wall. Tracy, what do you think?
I think Barbara should stick to being a contractor and hire a designer.
All right, Bethany renovated her second Hamptons home, but she's not sure if she should flip it or keep it. It's over 4,200 square feet with 7 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. Tracy, would you stay and rent it or sell?
Is it south of the highway?
Oh, well, that was a big topic last
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, exactly.
She's done a really good job with this house.
It's gorgeous.
Me personally, I would stay.
You would keep it
yeah.
and rent it out
heck
as
yeah.
an asset.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Ramona, we got a text from Lorna C. who said, since Luann said Alex McCord was her least favorite New York housewife, who has been your least favorite New York housewife in all of the seasons, would you say?
Ooh. I think Cindy Barshop.
Okay.
Why is that ooh?
No, it's fine. Amber S. texted, Tracy, how real do you think HGTV shows are compared to the deals we see on Million Dollar Listing?
I you know what? I'm not doing HGTV, so I don't know. I know that
right.
our stuff is real. That's
And yours are super high-end.
Yeah, some yes. of them are high-end, some of them, you know, different. All ranges.
It's game time, everybody.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
We're the hosts of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bravo's official podcast.
Eric, did you see the new Watch What Happens Live game in the My Vegas app?
Yes, and it's super cute. You'll feel like you are in the Bravo clubhouse while Andy and Waka root you on as you play fun social slot games.
And as you earn more points, the bartender will serve up rounds of bonus games like Plead the Fifth and Word of the Day.
Download My Vegas and play the Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen game.
Think of a little piece of tea that hasn't come out yet.
I have a Watch What Happens Live exclusive.
Okay, yeah.
So Star Jones said, as she was being fired in 2006, both Barbara Walters and Joy Behar were leaking stories about her gastric bypass to the New York Post to ruin her reputation. And then when she left and surprised everyone that day, she surprised Barbara Walters that day, she used Judy Smith, who's the inspiration for Olivia Pope on Scandal, to orchestrate her entire exit, where she just quit on live television.
That is some good tea right there. That's good. God, I am so excited to read this book.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. And you interviewed everybody except Whoopi and...
And Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth, fine. We've heard enough there. Okay, let's go to Dakota from Virginia. Hey, Dakota, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, my question is for Ramona. I was wondering, once the episode aired with the comment about Dennis not being smart because he did drugs, what was Bethany's reaction?
Actually, I saw it. We get the episodes 1 week before. I don't even recall saying it, and I was appalled. I'm trying to be less filtered. I was appalled, and I texted
You're
her
trying
immediately.
To be more filtered.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I'm like so nervous. I'm so okay. upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so upset. I was mortified. I cried. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe this. And I texted her, and I just said, I don't even know what to say. I'm so upset, and yeah.
Did you hear back from her?
Yeah, she said, I don't know what to say. So you have to say nothing.
Right, right.
Because it's just, what can you say? It was terrible.
Right. Let's go to Evan from Louisiana for Tracy. $1 million listing. Oh, I'm sorry, I screwed it up. It's for Ramona also? Okay, it's for Ramona. Go ahead.
Hi, Andy. I just want to say congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
And my question is for Ramona. I just want to say, Ramona, you are my ultimate favorite housewife of all time out of all the franchises.
Wow. Well, that's a huge compliment. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. And my question is, what is your current status? What is the current status of your relationship with Barbara? And why do you dislike her so much?
No, I don't dislike her.
You don't like her.
I don't adore her and love her. I don't know. She just, you know, listen, you can't love everybody. I mean, you know.
All right. Lisa D wants to know why you think Tracy, Josh Altman, and Josh Flagg can never seem to get along.
I think that's just a power struggle of boys with big, you know whats, that have to figure out how to get along and
what. Do they have big dicks?
I think it's Andy.
Let's go to Eric from Long Island for Tracy. What's your question, Eric?
Hi, Tracy. I was wondering, is there any sexual tension between you and the hot model on your team?
Oh, Rob, bless his heart. No. No.
That's why Tracy's
there.
So successful, by the way. She keeps it professional.
I can't be sleeping with people on the phone.
Here's the deal. Ramona's blind date tonight was so awkward that I wanted to gouge my eyes out. But rather than getting blood on my suit, we're going to blind Ramona and give her one more shot at love. It's time for Romancing Ramona. Ramona, grab this blindfold, okay? Three mystery bachelors are going to enter the clubhouse, and Tracy, you're going to interview each. Ramona's going to choose which guy is going to take the honor of taking her out on a date. Okay, so bring the guys in. Come on out, guys. Bachelor number one is a 42-year-old swim coach. He's never been married. He enjoys theater and baseball. Bachelor number two is a 54-year-old gym owner, divorced, two kids, enjoys working out and boating. Bachelor number three is a 48-year-old comedian, never married, enjoys Netflix and tennis. Okay, look, we gotta do this quick. Okay, Tracy, what's the first question?
All right, Matthew, bachelor number one, describe your fantasy woman in three words.
Beautiful, talented, and successful.
Okay,
bachelor number two. Ideally, how many times a week do you think a couple should have sex?
At least four.
At the very least. All right. Bachelor number three, have you ever been unfaithful in a relationship?
Never. Never been unfaithful. And never will be.
Is that because you haven't had one?
Partially the reason. Okay. No, I never would. If I ever had one with Rome.
I'm playing with you.
He's kidding.
I'm playing with you. All right. Bachelor number one, how do you handle arguments in a relationship, specifically if there's a lot of anger?
I think the key is don't get an argument in the first place, but, you know, when in doubt, I use my dimples.
I like that. Happy wife, happy life. Okay, bachelor number two, if Ramona were your girlfriend and asked to read your text, would you let her?
Absolutely.
You would not.
No, he says he would. Absolutely I would. Yes.
Okay. All right. Bachelor number three, how would you feel if your partner made significantly more money than you?
If she made more money than me, yes. I would expect that at this day and age, right?
And
I want the women to make the money.
Okay, they can do it. That could go either way.
Ramona,
I will give you the opportunity, if you would like, to touch the gentleman to see. Do you want me to take you all over? Look at how coquettish she gets. This is bachelor number one, who, with the dimples. Okay, so he's tall. Okay.
Oh, he's a nice body.
Okay. This is bachelor number
two.
This is bachelor number two. This is bachelor number two.
He seems nice too.
Okay. This is bachelor number three.
Oh, he's tall.
He's very tall. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, Ramona, it is time to make your decision.
I can't make a decision.
Well, no, you need to, sweetie. Which one? Was there one that said something that you enjoyed the most, or?
I think I like kind of number one.
Bachelor number one? Come on over, bachelor number one. All right, here he is.
He's cute.
Bachelor number one, he's very handsome. Shout out to Frank Catania and the Housewives of Jersey. This is Dolores' ex-husband. He was bachelor number two. All right, thank you.
I love it.
You're a swim coach?
Yes.
I tend to like swim coaches, don't I?
Yeah, you do. She loves a swim coach. I got to tell you something, Tracy. It's great to see a woman on Million Dollar Listing. Is that a lot of pressure for you?
No, you know what? I think, like, I know these guys. I've been doing business with them for a long time.
Really?
So, for me, that part was easy. I think just representing women and the pressure of that can be a little much, but I'm good. I'm authentic. I'm going to do me. And if you like it, great. If you don't,
right. Melanie C. emailed, what's the tackiest home design trend that immediately depletes a home's value?
Figurines. I have a big problem with glass figurines.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Are there a lot?
There's weird people out there, Andy. I'm going to tell you something. It's a problem.
Ramona, Johnny D. said, Dorinda claims she didn't heckle Giovanni. What do you think?
Well, I think what happened was she felt that Luann wasn't appreciative of her getting all her dresses together because right. Luann had just gotten out of rehab.
Yes.
And you know what? I want you to look ageless like me, so start using this twice a day.
Thank you. Twice a day? So it's done. So it's out.
It's finally out.
It's
Bethany
out.
Bethany is out.
Okay, very good. Congratulations, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Charlie Sheen, who's releasing his own line of cannabis vapes called Sheenius, which I love this name, with flavors named Malibu Dream, Clown Mace, and Grandma's Perfume. Congratulations on the new venture, Charlie, and I hope you come on this show to promote it. But as someone who has followed his antics over the years, you know, I can't say that I've said I want some of what he's smoking a lot. But I do wish him well. Tonight's Shackle goes to the news that Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin's daughter, attempted to trademark Olivia Jade Beauty, but it was rejected because of poor punctuation and vague language in the application. You know, it would have been great if there had been somewhere that she could have gone where there were, like, books and professors and the opportunity to learn to write. What is that called?
Ouch.
Oh, right. Anyway. Boy, we've had two of the shadiest jackals in a row this week, I have to say. Congratulations, Ramin. Thanks, Ramona. Thanks, Tracy. This is Ramin's book. We're going to be hearing all about it. All right, I'm here with Ramona and Tracy and Ramin. Who was the easiest view lady to interview? Ramin's book is called Ladies Who Punch. It's the backstage story of The View. Who like served it up the most?
Who served it up the most? Jenny.
Jenny did.
Who was the easiest was Debbie. Debbie was the first one
Debbie Matenopoulos.
Debbie Matenopoulos was the first one to say yes, the first one to invite me into her dressing room, the first one to, like, have a wonderful, lovely interview.
She was the hardest to, who was the hardest to get to agree to do the book?
Rosie. We emailed for over a year. Really? And also Star and I emailed also for over a year.
Oh, is this a Jeff thing?
It's The View. It's the book all about The View.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a book?
Yeah, we all do. Okay, let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen, that red tie looks like you're running for office, and I'll vote you in any day of the week. Red power tie, baby.
Write me in, Elizabeth.
Amen, Brother Ben. Listen, I want to ask Miss Ramona something.
Okay.
Ramona, I saw a picture of you and Mario in a magazine not too long ago. And question number one, would you think about considering getting back with Mario? And question number two, do you just kind of have, like, you know, he kind of drops in a little bit, leaves his shoes at the midst of the bed for a little bit, and then goes on home? And,
are you friends with benefits?
I actually saw Mario last night for dinner with Avery, and Avery said, Mom, that went really well. And you know what? We're friendly now. But you know what? I can never be with him again. What we had was very special and very good, but you know, things move on.
There you go. I'm glad you guys are in a place where everything's really good.
Because you know, it's very important for your children. When you get divorced, for the children, for the sake of the children, you have to be compassionate.
100%.
You need to be. It's very important.
Yeah.
And I made myself be that way, and we are.
Very good. We've seen you deal with your divorce on the show.
Yes.
Is that hard putting that out there on the show?
I mean, I was going through it pretty much the entire first season that I was on it.
Yeah.
But obviously, it wasn't public. So, Yeah, it was really difficult. But, you know, at the end of the day.
Did it cause problems with your ex that you were talking about it on the show?
This season, no.
Right.
No. Okay. I mean, by the way, he don't control me anymore. Yeah. Clip that.
But are you like now, do you get along and you,
yes,
for the sake of children?
Yes, we do. And by the
That's
way,
so
but we were together at my daughter's horse show this last weekend and we had a great time and we've known each other 18 years.
Right.
You know,
so that's so good.
That's what it's all about, is kind of repairing that.
Let's go to Joyce from Ohio. Hey, Joyce, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Tracy.
Okay.
And you guys have just brought up the subject I was thinking of, but I was wondering, Tracy, if you have started dating again, and are we going to be seeing any romance the next season?
I'm not quite as out with it as Ramona is just yet.
Right. I'm not out.
Well, girl, you're doing
not
it.
Not in. You're
oh, you're I'm out. You're I'm
By
dating.
The way,
you're
I, right, I you're right. Listen, you're giving me good tips, sister. I am dating, and I'm having a really good time, and there's some special people in my life. So, did I just name more than one?
I know. Plural. Let's go to Johnny from Chicago. Hey, Johnny, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Ramona. I want to know, marry, shag, kill. Red scarf guy, swimming instructor, or Mark?
Oh.
So who are you going to marry?
I don't like that game. I have to do it. Okay, so kill Mark.
Okay. Marry.
And then what's
Mary and Shag, red scarf guy and swimming
instructor. All right, Shag, swimming instructor, and Mary, red scarf.
Okay. Let's go to Johnny from Chicago. Did we just do Johnny from Chicago? Okay, it's Lindsay from Pennsylvania. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I love you. Mazel on your beautiful baby.
Thank you.
My question's for Tracy.
Okay.
Which of your co-stars would you want to work with on a co-lip thing, and which wouldn't you want to work with?
I love my boy Altman. I mean, as big as that ego is, he really is like a teddy bear. And working with him, our chemistry with clients is good. I just adore him.
There you go. I want to thank Ramona and Tracy and Ramin. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.